Welcome to the QRM method. Go ahead and find a comfortable place to lie down or sit. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose. And release it slowly through your mouth. Again, breathe in and out through your mouth. One more time, a full breath in and a long, slow exhale. Give yourself permission to just be here, fully here, just for the next 30 minutes to an hour. You don't have to be anywhere else. You don't have to think about anything else. You don't have to manage anything else. Just be here. Whatever moves today will move in your highest good. And if at any point this feels like too much, you can always return to this place, this calm, this breath. You are always safe here. Before we go any further, I want to say something important. Everything we will be looking at today has already happened. We are just bringing it forward to heal from. Nothing we look at will cause any distress that you are not already experiencing or aware of. Begin with something manageable if you need to. Not your most devastating experience. Not the thing that feels like the bottom of everything. Work your way in slowly. Give yourself permission to start somewhere that feels approachable and build from there as you get familiar with this method. If you are someone who has done healing work before and you know how to resource yourself well, you can absolutely use this method for heavier things. You know who you are. But if at any point you find yourself feeling overwhelmed or like you've gone somewhere you're not ready to go alone, please stop and reach out. Book a session with me. I will be there. This work is real, and you deserve real support if you need it. This recording is powerful. Treat it that way. Honor yourself enough to know your limits. And honor yourself enough to ask for help when you hit them. Okay, let's begin. Now, I want you to bring your awareness to the top of your head. Notice if there's any tension there, any tightness, any holding. And as you exhale, let it go. Feel the muscles around your eyes and in your face soften. Your jaw, your neck. Let your tongue drop from the roof of your mouth. Feeling all the little finite muscles in your head and face relax and let go. Bring your awareness to your shoulders. Feel them drop. Feel them release. With every exhale, you go a little deeper. Your arms, your hands, your fingers, let them be heavy, let them rest, becoming aware of any tension that you feel in your shoulders, your chest, your arms, and exhale it out as you relax. And let go. And now becoming aware of your abdomen. If you feel any tension in your abdomen, give yourself permission to release it as you breathe it out. With each exhale, you are becoming more and more relaxed, feeling your head and shoulders pushing deeper into the surface beneath you as your whole upper body relaxes and lets go. Now becoming aware of your hips, your pelvis, and your lower back. If there's any tension here, breathe into it and exhale it out. Becoming more and more relaxed with each exhale. Now becoming aware of your legs, feeling them heavy, sinking into the surface beneath them as all the muscles in your legs relax and let go. And now your knees, your calves, and all the muscles untied and relaxed. And now finally your feet. Turn your feet with everything fully relaxed. Feeling any tension released. Feeling your whole body like jello completely and totally relaxed. Alright. You are completely relaxed now. More relaxed than you've been in a long time. Perhaps more relaxed than you've ever been. Feel the weight of your body supported, held, safe. You're going deeper now with every breath. Deeper and deeper and deeper. From this place of deep relaxation, I want you to first create a sanctuary. A place that is completely yours. Somewhere that feels like total safety and peace. It could be real or imagined. A place in nature, a room, anywhere that your nervous system recognizes as safe and comfortable and peaceful. See it clearly. Feel it around you. Notice the light, the temperature, the sounds. This place is always here. You can return to it at any moment during this process if you need to. This is your home base, your safe harbor, your peaceful place. Now, from this safe place, I want you to gently bring to mind what you came here to release. You know what it is. Your body knows. It might be a memory, a feeling, a time in your life that still has weight to it, something you've been carrying that was never yours to carry forever. This is your process. If you need more time anywhere along the way, you can simply press pause and come back when you're ready. It will not bring you out of hypnosis. You can gently hit pause if you need to and take as much time as you need. There is no rush here. Healing doesn't run on a schedule. Whenever you're ready, begin to go back to that time. See yourself there, at that age, in that situation. See what was happening. And as you return to that moment, begin to notice the emotion that lives there. Let yourself feel it. Don't push it away. Don't analyze it, just feel. Now bring your awareness to your body. Where do you feel this emotion physically? Is there tension? Tightness, heaviness, or pressure somewhere? Find it. Notice exactly where it's sitting. Trust your body. Wherever you feel it, that's where it is. Now, I want you to give that sensation an image. If it had a color, what color would it be? First color that comes to mind. Don't think about it too hard. Trust. Good. Now give it a shape. What does it look like? If it had a shape, what would it look like? There's no wrong answers here. Is it heavy, sharp, smooth, dense? Let yourself see it clearly and wholly. Good. You can see it now, and you know where it lives in your body. You know what it looks like. That is the energy of what you've been carrying, and today we're going to move it. Now, I want you to see your current self, the you that exists today, and I want that version of you to travel back in time, to wherever it happened. Back to that moment, that room, wherever that younger version of you is waiting, go to them. Sit with them. Look at them. Really see them. See what they've been carrying. See what they went through. Let them know that you are there. Tell them you're so sorry. That it shouldn't have happened. That they didn't deserve it. That you see their pain and you're not going anywhere. Hold them. Let them cry if they need to. Let them rage if they need to. Let them feel everything they weren't allowed to feel then. You are safe here, both of you. Take as long as you need here. If they're resistant, stay with them. Win their trust. Tell them you need them. Tell them they need you. Tell them you're sorry for not coming back sooner. For leaving them there. This is why you're here now. Keep loving them. Keep holding them. As long as it takes. They're angry, let them be angry. They've been alone in that place for years, waiting, holding everything by themselves. It deserves an apology. It deserves to be a real one. Tell them you're sorry for leaving them behind, for moving on without them, for building a life and not coming back for them sooner. But you're here now. You love them and you're fighting for them. Mean it. They deserve love. You're not going anywhere this time. They need to feel that in every word you say. Pause this if you need to. If they're still resistant, go ahead and pause it. Go back in. Talk to them more. If they're starting to soften, they can feel that you mean it. They can feel that you're not leaving without them this time. I want you to ask them, are you ready? Can we let this go? You deserve to be happy. It never should have happened. But it's still hurting us. It's still hurting you. We need to let this go. Can you? And if you feel a yes, or when that version of you says yes, tell them thank you. Give them a huge hug. If they need more love first, give it. We're not leaving until they're ready. You can pause this now if you need to. When they say yes, take their hand. Or if they're very little, pick them up and carry them. And get you out of there. Out of that room. Out of that house. Wherever it happened. Take them out into the light. Take them back to your beautiful place. A beach, forest, meadow, wherever feels like safety. You're there now. Both of you. Somewhere beautiful. Feel the relief of being out of there. Look at them. See their light. See their beauty. Maybe you haven't seen it clearly in a long time. Now, tell them what they deserve. Tell them that they deserve kindness. They deserve joy. They deserve to take up space to be seen. To be loved without having to earn it. To feel safe in their own body. They deserve forgiveness, compassion. Whatever they need to hear, say it now. You are safe now, both of you. I want you to look at that version of you that survived and tell them thank you for never giving up. When you both feel ready, place your hand on your heart. Feel it beating. Feel yourself here, present, whole. Imagine you opening your arms and give them the biggest hug you have ever given. Feel their light as it begins to merge with yours. See it happening. Their light entering you, your light receiving them, becoming one again. Feel it in your chest beneath your hand, that warmth, that fullness, that coming home. You were never meant to be separated. This part of you was always yours. You are welcoming them home. If you need more time to let this land, press pause, sit in it, let your body catch up. Don't rush this. They are with you now. They will always be with you now. In your heart, safe, held, never left behind again. Take a deep breath. Feel what's present. Gratitude, relief, perhaps a lightness you haven't felt in a long time. Let it be here. Now I want you to come back to your body. Go back to the place where you felt that sensation earlier. That color, that shape, the image of what you were carrying. Check in with it now. What do you notice? Is it changed? Is it smaller? Is it gone? If you can still feel something there, I want you to imagine you breathing in white light and the light going to dissolve whatever's left over there. And as you exhale, it gets smaller and smaller as you release whatever you can still perceive there. After a few cycles of breath, it's not changing. There may be another layer that needs to be released with the experience that you just saw. Don't get discouraged. There's just another missing piece that needs to be acknowledged. For most people, this should be gone, or barely a whisper of what was there. Now, I want you to go back one more time and think about what happened. The memory, the situation, the thing you came here to release. Notice how it feels now. Still there the way it was? Is that pull, that weight, that charge still present? The memory should still be there, but the charge should be gone. The body should feel free. Now, I want you to say these words silently or out loud, whatever feels right. I am whole. I am free. I am home. Say it again and mean it. I am whole. I am free. I am home. Few deep breaths now, feeling yourself return to the room, to your body, to the present moment. Wiggle your fingers and your toes, bringing all of your awareness back into the body, fully integrating back into the body. When you are ready, you may slowly begin to open your eyes. Welcome back. What you just did took great courage, real courage. Most people spend their whole lives carrying what you just put down, just because this was free. Doesn't mean it wasn't powerful. Use it. Honor it. Move your body now. Go outside. Take a walk. Put on a song and dance in your kitchen if that's what comes. Your body just did something significant, and movement helps it integrate what shifted.